Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, everything I've ever told you is happening is coming true. The country is going under. The Biden depression is here. The latest GDP is out. Economy shrank negative 1.4% in the first quarter. 1.4% negative. Disaster. Disaster. Because what you have to understand is there's about 20% real inflation going on right now. So the average paycheck is not just down 1.4%. Like the economy, it's down 20 plus 1.4%. Negative 21.4%. The country is going under. And at the moment he takes down the economy and destroys the country, Biden announces another, get this. Remember when I ranted about 3 weeks ago? Because Biden wanted $10 billion for Ukraine. And I said, are you out of your minds? This is all slush fund money. It's going to be divided up between Biden and the Democrats and Rhino Republicans. And Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, is going to steal his share and then give his allies their share. And there'll be nothing left for the people. It's a waste of $10 billion. But Mitch McConnell said, no, forget $10 billion. Let's give them $15 billion. We gave away $15 billion of your money to this crappy country, Ukraine. Who gives a damn what's happening in Ukraine? Well, Biden today announced another $33 billion in economic assistance to Ukraine as the U.S. economy crumbles, inflation hits 40-year highs, which are unrealistic. It's really the highest inflation in the history of the United States of America because the inflation index is pure fraud. Gas prices skyrocket. GDP declines. The border is open. Millions want to come in and destroy this country. And vaccine mandates are ruining the country. And while all that's going on, he wants to give away another $33 billion of your money to this crappy country, Ukraine, that no one gives two F's about. Ask the average person, just like when you ask people their priorities, last on every list in every single poll is climate change. Nobody cares. The middle class don't give a crap about climate change while Democrats make it the number one issue in America. Well, the middle class is worried about their jobs. They're worried about taxes. They're worried about survival. They're worried about inflation. They're worried about open borders. They're worried about gas prices. They're worried about vaccine mandates. They're not worried about $33 billion to Ukraine. Middle-class Americans don't care about Ukraine. Ukraine doesn't matter. This is insanity, and it's destruction of the United States of America. And as the economy goes negative 1.4, you don't realize how devastating that number is. Negative shrinkage in the economy. Biden brags, I think we're seeing enormous growth in the country. Biden's lost his mind. On Thursday morning, Joe Biden responded to the devastating economic news, saying, I think what you're seeing is enormous growth in the country. You've got a madman with no brains left, a zombie puppet, brain dead with dementia, running the country and the economy. He's the CEO of the U.S. economy. I think what you're seeing is enormous growth in the economy as the economy shrank 1.4%. This is insanity. And he wants to give another $33 billion, and included in that is propaganda. This money goes for propaganda to the Ukrainian government so they can lie to us. Insanity. Insanity. You know how the big story yesterday in the last few days I've told you that the vaccine mandates, my God, what they're doing to the American people, what they're doing to kids. The death, this is according to CDC stats, the deaths of young people, millennials, is up by 84% in the year after the vaccines. 84% death rate because of the vaccines. 84% increase in deaths for young, fit people, millennials. And in the middle of all that, Moderna asked the FDA to authorize a COVID vaccine for children under the age of 6. This is insanity. This comes less than 6 months after the same agency, the FDA, delayed approval for adolescents as young as 12 over the risk of dangerous heart inflammation in young people. Can you imagine the insanity of any parent in America? It's child abuse and it's murder. It's the murder of your own child. It's infanticide to give your child under the age of 6 or any age the COVID vaccine. Children have gotten the flu since the beginning of time. They don't die from the flu, but they're going to die in huge numbers from this vaccine. Their hearts are going to explode. Jeez. It's unbelievable. It says, the New York Times, these are the communist mass murderers running our country. The New York Times says the parents of roughly 18 million of our youngest Americans have been waiting for months for pediatric doses. Can you imagine? In the entire United States, there were just 2,562 children under the 4 and under who were hospitalized with COVID and just 16 deaths in the country. 16 deaths of children. And I'll bet you $1 million. Anybody want to put up $1 million that almost all or all 16 had childhood cancer? Because that's the number that John Hopkins came up with when they studied a year ago 48,000 young people in America, meaning under the age of 18, teenagers and under, 48,000 young people with COVID. They found zero deaths except for a few handful of people, young children in America who had childhood leukemia, died of COVID. They didn't die of COVID. They died with COVID. They died of childhood leukemia. There is no child dying of COVID. So why would you need to give them a vaccine that makes your heart burst? Insanity. Insanity. And at the moment that's going on, what's a favorite liberal snowflake issue? Bullying. They love to bring up bullying. Well, a 15-year-old Chicago boy has committed suicide after bullies relentlessly targeted him for being unvaccinated. Unvaccinated. The teenager, only identified as NB in a lawsuit, it's a lawsuit against the Latin School of Chicago. NB took his own life on January 13th after being tormented on a regular basis. His parents, Robert and Rosaline Bronstein, alleged the school failed to do anything to stop the harassment despite numerous complaints from them and their son. According to a report from the Chicago Tribune, the lawsuit names the school employees and parents of the alleged bullies. A student at the school whose parents are named in the suit spread a false rumor that the boy was unvaccinated. Though he was vaccinated, the boy was harassed about being unvaccinated. The parents reached out to the family of the student, but the bullying continued to escalate. He was told by a teacher in front of a class he was going nowhere in life, the suit alleges, and was cyberbullied in a group text message thread by members of the junior varsity basketball team and on the social media app Snapchat. A Snapchat message circulated around the school said of the boy, "You're a terrible person." On December 13th, a student sent a Snapchat message to the boy encouraging him to kill himself. In the complaint, the Bronstein family claims the school violated a state law requiring schools to investigate bullying claims and speak to the parents of any students involved. The teen went to the school for help. None of the bullies were disciplined. His mother contacted the school over 30 times from October through November. She told him she was worried her son was going to hurt himself. Wow. NB's mother claims the school attempted to hide their failures after his death. My son was so alone, said Rosaline Brodstein. Not only were the administrators who were supposed to protect him ignoring his cries for help, but they had the self-serving goal to try and protect their own reputations after his death rather than just having the decency of being honest with the grieving family. Well, of course. Liberals always cover up. Look at Hunter Biden. Look at the vaccine deaths. Liberals never say, you know what, we were wrong. We were wrong. I wish we had never told you to get vaccines. We were wrong. The vaccine's killing people. It's a massive failure. It's a disaster. Liberals don't say that. They cover up and make believe there's no problem at all. They did nothing wrong. Crazy. President Biden explains why Ukraine needs another $33 billion of U.S. taxpayer money. Isn't that amazing? I just can't keep coming back to that. I know we're going to the break soon. What do you have, about another minute left? 90 seconds left. When we get back, I'll go over that story, why we need to give another $33 billion. As if the first $15 billion was enough, then I think we gave another $3 billion. They've got $18 billion of your money, and he wants to give another $33 billion. And I said this from day one. Biden and this administration give away the money because they're going to steal it when it leaves the boundaries of the United States. There is no oversight in Ukraine. It's the site of all of Biden's theft. Ukraine and China are where he has stolen, and his son Hunter, and the whole Biden crime family, his brother Frank, it's where they all like to steal money. Allegedly. Allegedly, I got to say that. I don't want to get sued by a bunch of losers, but they're public figures. You can say what you want about them. But I'll say allegedly, it's the site and the scene of all of Biden's prior crimes as Vice President of the United States, stealing from the American people, from his own American people. Filth. Biden is filth. And now he wants another $33 billion. Why? Well, he doesn't know. He's brain dead. He's got dementia. It's not him asking for the $33 billion. It's his handlers, the puppets. Handlers, the ventriloquist, Barack Obama and George Soros are asking for the $33 billion so they can cut up the money when it gets outside the United States. Thieves.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There are some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allow you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans, the war, 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off! Call 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for SteelsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. They ship nationwide. It's called SteelsAndDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SteelsAndDealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30% to 80% off retail. SteelsAndDealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. You'll get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for your home, office, or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs.
rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, refrigerators, wheelchairs, steelsanddeals.lv.com. Has it all. That's 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to steelsanddeals.lv.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to steelsanddeals.lv.com or call 725-260-3337. steelsanddeals.lv.com. It's like stealing.
This is a special announcement for...
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Way down the route. The route's on fire. Welcome back to the show. By the way, the sponsor of this show, it's a very unique one. It's Kyle LeBrew for Congress. We heard from him yesterday. We actually interviewed Kyle LeBrew yesterday. Wasn't he a fantastic guy? Just fantastic. And I told you all to donate to him. I don't care if you live in Las Vegas. I don't care if you live in Reno. I don't care if you live in Chicago. I don't care if you live in Florida. I don't care if you live in New York. I don't care if you live in San Antonio. Care if you live in Connecticut, wherever you live, and you're listening to the Wayne Allyn Show. I don't care if you live in Alaska or Hawaii. I don't care if you live in Ukraine. You should contribute to Kyle LeBrew for Congress. He is a true... You know, the problem is all these guys are liars. When you go to Congress and you meet with them, they lie. You find out they're all liars. Here's a good guy. Kyle LeBrew is a good guy running for CD4 in Missouri, Missouri's 4th Congressional District. A true... Republican, conservative, Second Amendment guy who understands the election was stolen, who understands the vaccine mandates are terrible, who understands China should be held accountable for COVID, who understands big tech should be held accountable for silencing and banning and censoring conservatives, who understands that it's important to keep public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion, who understands we got to keep biological men out of women's sports. This guy is a strong, unapologetic conservative, America first conservative, and an entrepreneur. And he also understands that it's not the government that should be the important thing. It's the people. The government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle LeBrew knows. He knows that he represents you. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Doesn't matter where you live in this country. Send him a few bucks. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Tell him Wainwright sent you. Kyle LeBrew, L-A-B-R-U-E. He's a fighter. He's a warrior. He's my kind of guy. Perfect candidate. Paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress. All right, so I told you I was going to get back to this story. Biden actually expecting us in the middle of a disaster, a Biden depression. That's my next column for tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. I write my column for the weekend. Get ready for the Biden Great Depression, because that's what we're in right now. Biden Great Depression. It's a disaster. This guy is insane. And he asked for $33 billion for Ukraine. Can you imagine? They are purposely destroying the country. It's all Cloward Piven. It's all the Great Reset. Joe Biden on Thursday asked Congress for another $33 billion in economic assistance to Ukraine. While gas prices are soaring, inflation hits 40-year highs. That's not at all accurate. I think inflation's hitting all-time highs in the United States. And the economy is unexpectedly in decline. And by the way, let me mention one other disaster. People are dying in record numbers. Do you understand that? Deaths are up 40%. Not 4%, not 14%. 40%. These are non-COVID deaths. And it's obviously the vaccine that's killing Americans in record numbers, because all the deaths are of working age, between 18 and 45, in some cases, other cases, 18 to 55, 18 to 60. These are all working people dropping dead in record numbers. Thank you, Joe Biden. Thanks for that vaccine mandate. Thanks for OSHA demanding everybody, mandating and demanding every company has to vaccinate people. And they haven't given up. The story after story is out. They want to vaccinate all of you. You know, until it's at 100%, they won't give up. No matter how many people die, they cover it up and they ask for more. President Biden's asking Congress for $33 billion in military, economic, and humanitarian assistance to support Ukraine, although he insisted the U.S. was not attacking Russia. Mr. Biden said it was critical for U.S. lawmakers to approve the deal, which he said would help Ukraine defend itself. This is $20 billion in military aid, $8.5 billion in economic aid, $3 billion in humanitarian aid. It's not cheap, but caving to aggression is going to be more costly if we allow it to happen. This is insane. First of all, the idiot in the White House, the madman, the brain-dead zombie with dementia, the puppet, the sock puppet, is playing chicken with Putin, and he's going to cause World War III. That's number one. Number two, do you understand all of this is a scam? Most charities are a scam. Most nonprofits are a scam. They're all set up. You show me a nonprofit, I'll show you someone running it who makes $500,000 to $1 million a year. So they raise $2 million. The CEO of the nonprofit, sure it's nonprofit because there's no profits because the CEO takes all the money. The CEO takes $1 million. The greatest scam, the greatest tax scam in America is charity. They steal all the money. So when he says $3 billion humanitarian aid, that's going to be all liberal commie scumbags who give the biggest donations to Biden, and they set up nonprofits to give out humanitarian aid, and they keep the money for themselves. And the $20 billion in military aid and $8 billion in economic aid will be stolen by all the Democrat politicians and their Democrat donors. And what's left will be stolen by Zelensky, who some say is worth $100 million or close to it. He was a comedian. Now he's worth $100 million because as president, they just steal all they could steal. Ask Biden about that.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says small businesses are driving the ongoing economic recovery.
These enterprises and entrepreneurs know that American economy is strong because America's small businesses are strong.
Opening a White House meeting on Thursday with small business owners, Biden said more needs to be done to level the playing field for small businesses by making larger corporations pay their fair share of taxes. Oklahoma's governor is expected to sign the Heartbeat Act after it was passed by the House Thursday. The pro-life bill prohibits abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected, usually around 6 weeks of gestation. Wall Street closing much higher on Thursday. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 614 points to close at 33,916. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, we are back. I've got a great guest, Dinesh D'Souza, but I do have to mention the sponsor of the show real quick. intangible investments. Listen, what else do I need to say? Inflation is becoming Zimbabwe slash Weimar Republic slash Cuba slash Venezuela. The country is going down in a ball of flames. Anyone can see what's happening. Inflation is a disaster for the middle class. The fire has begun, and it's burning the country down. Negative 1.4% GDP announced today. We are in a nightmare. What can you do to protect yourself and your family? Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection against this kind of massive hyperinflation, stagflation. And my friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the lowest prices in the country on precious metals if you say, I am a fan of Wayne Allen Root. Check them out at TII1.com, TII1.com, or call 800-384-41, 800-384-41. Tangible has 40 years experience and billions of dollars in transactions. Call 800-384-41. Tell them War sent you. And you're guaranteed two things: the best prices in the country, guaranteed, and the best customer service. 800-384-41. All right, everyone here knows that, you know, I talk 24/7 days a week about voter ID and the disaster of mail-in ballots, the disaster of ballot boxes, the disaster of ballot harvesting, and how the election was stolen, the election was rigged. I've said that from the first day to literally this moment. I never back down for a second. Here's a man that backs up everything I've said, Dinesh D'Souza, best-selling author, documentary filmmaker. His new documentary film is 2,000 Mules. You can find it at the website 2000mules.com, the number 2000mules, M-U-L-E-S.com. Dinesh D'Souza, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Great honor.
Hey, it's a pleasure as always. Great to be back on the show.
Yes. Well, what does 2,000 mules mean, first of all? What's a mule?
Well, a mule is a paid political operative who is hired by a left-wing organization to deliver fraudulent ballots to mail-in drop boxes, typically in the middle of the night.
And that's what happened in the 2020 election, in addition to 20 other kinds of fraud. You know, I've never backed down, Dinesh. I've said this from day one. I've tried to appeal to women. Here's my example. I say to women, can you imagine if your husband came home at 2 in the morning, drunk, smelling awful, sweating, clearly with lipstick kisses on his face, and when you asked him about it, he said, I'm not going to talk about it, so never ask me again. I'll ban you from Twitter. I'll ban you from Facebook. I'll take your job away if you ever mention it. It's clear I did nothing wrong, so ever talk about it again. That's what happened in this election. Nobody wants you to talk about it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a pretty good analogy. And look, I mean, you know, I've actually, unlike you, stayed relatively quiet about this issue, in part because I saw what the left was doing, right? They were trying to intimidate us. They also were banning us. And that's very strange behavior, because if you really were on the up and up, you wouldn't need to shut down any discussion
right.
of the topic.
Right.
That's all certainly true. But the problem was, I never saw on the other side. I saw lots of people who said, I smell a rat, I suspect something went wrong, it's got to be the machines. I was never able to find something that I could kind of hang my hat on and say, look, this is the definitive proof. This settles the matter. You don't need to look anywhere else. Just look this one place, and this will convince you. So, for example, in the machines, nobody ever seems to have looked inside a machine, you know? So anyway, the bottom line of it is I stayed out of it for many, many months until I came across the research that's been done by this group called True the Vote. These are actually longtime friends of ours. Catherine Engelbrecht, who runs the group, has been a friend of my wife, who trained her as a poll worker and a poll watcher. And I noticed they were kind of silent during the 2020 election. The reason was they were doing work on this new project, which is, I will say, it's kind of a completely novel way of looking at fraud. It doesn't try to look at all types of fraud, only one type of fraud, but it turns out that this one type of fraud is massive, it's sufficient, it's more than the margin of difference between Trump and Biden, so it is a decisive type of fraud, and it's not episodic fraud, it's coordinated, systematic fraud in all the key states where the election was decided.
Yeah, I mean, I always thought, to me, you know, and there was never any definitive proof. It's just, you know, it's like you didn't see your husband cheating, but you know he's cheating. It's clear. To me, it was when five states stopped counting the votes at midnight when Trump was on his way to an electoral landslide, and I had a big bet on it, Dinesh. I bet $60,000 on Trump, and I got great odds, and I was about to make a nice little fortune for a day's work. And all of a sudden, they stopped counting. And when you woke up in the morning, they had found hundreds of thousands of ballots, like 100,000 to zero in each tranche against Trump for Biden, only in those key battleground states that determined the entire election. And by the way, they said they were stopping counting. How did those five states coordinate to stop the vote? And once they woke up in the morning, how come they had counted the vote when they said they weren't counting the vote and all the witnesses were thrown out and went home? Then they found all those ballots. So to me, that was the answer. It's so obvious. It's like watching a football game. You lose by 14. When you wake up in the morning, they say you actually won because they found 21 extra points in the locker room. It's the most ridiculous thing in the world.
Well, the good thing is that we are now in a position to really document this. And what I mean is that what True the Vote did, I was a little worried that so far beyond the election, it's kind of like, how can we now go back and figure out what happened? Well, it turns out that just like in a murder, you sometimes leave DNA or a fingerprint at the scene. And it turns out that here we don't have fingerprints, human fingerprints, but we do have digital fingerprints. And the digital fingerprint is your cell phone. All our cell phones, as you probably know, have a distinctive ID. And so by identifying cell phones that in the period leading up to the 2020 election, October 1 of 2020 through Election Day, if you can find cell phones that in the middle of the night are stopping at these left-wing stash houses, collecting vast number of ballots, and then going from one drop box to another, to another, to another, stuffing in ballots here, ballots there, then you are on to something big. And when that evidence is then corroborated by video evidence, where you go to the surveillance video and you can see the mule stuffing in these ballots, essentially you've caught the criminals in their act, and you know that this can't be spontaneous. It has to be an organized operation. So the beauty of this movie is it doesn't assert, it doesn't really say, well, I kind of know you're cheating. It actually happens to have the video of you cheating.
And so, but so my question is, look, you've done a great job. I know that this movie, and also the new movie out, Co-Rigged, they both are so convincing and seems like real goods, real proof that the election was stolen instead of me just saying it's clear it was stolen. I know it was stolen in every bone of my body, but I can't prove it. You proved it. But what's going to happen after this? If no one's going to undo the election, no one's going to throw Biden out, they're still going to have to make us wait 3 years for Trump in 2024. And Dinesh, based on how fast America is being destroyed, and you saw the GDP today, I don't believe we're going to last 3 years.
Well, it's certainly true that we are dealing with an administration that, through a combination of malice and stupidity, I mean, this is a car that is careening out of control. I mean, they're horrific across the board. I don't know what the implications of this are, to be honest, and I say that because, quite honestly, let's just assume that I've proved my case. Let's just assume that every reasonable person who sees this movie, 2,000 Mules, recognizes that what happened and what is shown in the movie. And remember, again, I'm not counting on people to take anything on faith. I'm counting on them just to believe the evidence of their own eyes. And if they come out and they go, this guy was right, the election was stolen, and was stolen through an organized heist that was pulled off by the left and by the Democrats. The party of voter fraud escalated their fraud to an unprecedented degree, made possible and facilitated by COVID and the change of the rules around COVID. Let's say that that is an established fact. Well, it turns out we're sort of in uncharted territory, right? Because you said, well, I don't think anything can be done. But here's my point, is that the Constitution doesn't really say what, if anything, can be done. The Constitution says the electors vote, and then both houses of Congress ratify the vote. But what if it emerges later that one guy cheated? I mean, and it's definitively established.
I know.
The Constitution essentially leaves us to figure that that one out on our own. We're not territory is what I'm trying to say.
Well, normally I'd say that's no big deal because we'll get some great lawyers and we'll sue and we'll overturn the election. Well, you and I both know that's not going to happen. First of all, 99% of every good lawyer in America is a liberal, Democrat, radical, nutcase, communist. That's number one. I'd never meet a lawyer who's a conservative. There's so few, good, let alone really good ones. You know, the Alan Dershowitz of the world are not going to defend the overturning of the election on our behalf. And number two, every judge I see, for the most part, 99% of the judges are, if not liberal, they're certainly all liberal or deep state in bed with the D.C. swamp. So you're not going to get anybody to agree to overturn the election. And that's the problem. The hope is everything you're doing, if it falls short of that, Dinesh, the hope is certainly that we can convince state legislatures to pass voter ID laws and ban ballot harvesting and things and ban drop boxes, right? That should certainly be so it doesn't happen again in the future.
Well, certainly a lot of those things, some of those things are going on. More of those things need to happen. There obviously are three or four obvious ideas. For example, you know, whether or not you can get rid of mail-in drop boxes altogether, there certainly should be 24-hour surveillance on them, right? I mean, a lot of these states, even though the election rules call for surveillance, they didn't do it. And that's, you know, we have 4 million minutes of video, but we should have a lot more because
wow.
A lot of these states didn't take video and they didn't install them at all. So there are simple steps that can be taken to make things better. But look, I see the movie, and movies can only do a certain thing, right? This is a truth-telling movie that will blow out of the water the idea that this was the most secure election in history.
Hey, Dinesh. All great stuff, but we're running out of time. We're up against a hard break. Let me get out that in select theaters, it's limited release on Monday, May 2nd and Wednesday, May 4th. For locations and tickets, go to 2000mules.com. The number 2000mules.com. And in Vegas, this show is nationwide, but my base is in Vegas. Friday, May 6th, a special screening in Vegas. Register at 2000mules.com. Dinesh D'Souza, we got to run, but thank you for all you do. God bless. You're great.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just $12.50 each delivered. That's right. $12.50 each delivered. While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUICOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that it's delivered. Delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hobbs.
Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told JP he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
I need four more of the biscuit.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Amazon crashes today after reporting catastrophic guidance, worst revenue growth in a decade, and Twitter, oh my gosh, Twitter had to reveal that a lot of the stuff on their site is just pure fraud. You know, it's not really people. Twitter had to reveal that. I'll tell you more as we get into the show. Piers Morgan, his viewership crashed 70% after Trump crushes his mishandling of the deceptively edited interview promo. I don't mean to say I told you so, but I told you so. I was on OAN, One American News Network, on Friday, and they asked me, you know, the whole point of the interview is they asked me about Trump and Piers Morgan. And I said, you don't get it. I was a guest of Piers Morgan back like 7 years ago when he had the Piers Morgan show, or I think it was just called Piers, on CNN. And he invited me on, and he was as deceptive to me as he was to Trump. With Trump, he claimed he walked off in a big argument, and it didn't happen. Trump walked off friendly. It was deceptively edited, and it was a lie. There was no big argument at the end. Trump didn't walk off. That's fraud. Total misrepresentation, total deception. Listen to what he did to me. This is what kind of a scumbag Piers Morgan is. Nobody has these stories but me. I know the guy. So he invites me on the show. And then he does something that almost nobody does. You know, when I'm invited on a Fox News show or a Newsmax show or OAN show or Alex Jones show or what's the other one? Steve Bannon, I go on a lot. They just say, what topic do you want to discuss, Wayne? And I go, well, Biden's a moron. Biden's brain dead. Okay, great. He says, we're telling you the topics. And we're going to give you
a day to come up with your answers for the topic. And whatever your answers are, we want you to go back and forth with the producer and share and really debate and go after it. And then you'll come on the show. And I'm like, why would they do that? And then I thought about it. I said, they want my answer typed out in advance, what I'm going to say, so that Piers Morgan is able to study it and attack me. He's going to know my answers in advance. So they asked me 6 questions, and I gave them 6 answers, and they studied it, and they would have the answers in advance what I'm going to say. So Piers would have an easy way to destroy me by just, hey, if I answer you, the sky is blue, and you didn't know I was going to say that, you might have a hard time arguing with the sky is blue. Right? You can't say the sky is green. Have a big debate with me. I'll beat you. But if you know a day in advance I'm going to say the sky is blue, you know exactly what you could say to counter me and get me to say something stupid and get in a fight with me. So it was an attempt, I thought, to discredit me and to make sure that Piers look good and I look bad, because he always would have the answer to everything because he has the questions in advance. Just like with Bernie Sanders, they gave the questions in advance to Hillary. So she had the right answers. He had to think of the answer on the spot. She looked much smarter than him. That's how you rig elections. They rigged the show to give him my answers in advance. But that wasn't what happened. Can you imagine? When I got on the air, they changed the questions. They made me prepare all day for 6 questions about, you know, whatever it was at the time. Taxes, anything. Taxes, inflation, critical race theory, whatever the heck it was. These were the questions, right? When I get on the air, Piers Morgan immediately, for the first second, says, "Hello, Wayne Allyn-Root. I want to introduce you to my audience. Wayne Allyn-Root is a guy who's a gunman. He loves guns. Even though all those children just died in Sandy Hook, Wayne thinks it's okay that people walk around with guns. Wayne must think it's good that people murder children." That's how he opened the interview. None of the 6 questions I prepared for had anything to do with guns. He's accusing me of being in favor of Sandy Hook and children being murdered. And I don't have any time to think of what the answer is. Well, I did. On the spot. Well, I thought, well, he's got to get to the question soon that he asked me, those 6 of them that I, gave them my answers. He's going to ask them, and he's got an advantage. He knows my answer, but at least he'll ask them. No. He, in a 20-minute interview, he never asked a single question that I prepared for, that his people asked me to prepare for. He only asked about guns and kept the pressure on for 20 minutes to try and make me break and destroy me because I was completely unprepared. I wasn't even thinking about guns. This topic had nothing to do with guns. And finally, at the end of the show, I handled it so well. On the air, Piers says, "Wayne Allyn-Root was on the hot seat. Wayne, you did such a great job. I'd like you back on a regular basis. You're a good guy." That was how the interview ended. So I came through with flying colors, but no one ever expected me to on his team. They thought they'd destroy me. By the way, that's how bad Piers Morgan is. By the way, the sponsor of this segment is SteelsAndDealsLV.com. SteelsAndDealsLV.com. It's a magnificent business here in Las Vegas, built by my friend John Silberman. They ship nationwide. It's blown up huge in Vegas for Vegas consumers, but they ship all over the country. So now anyone could take advantage. It's called SteelsAndDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SteelsAndDealsLV is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. They will beat any legitimate price on any product. Their prices are 30 to 80% off retail, mostly 50%. Everything's about half off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com, and my buddy John will beat the price. What a great idea for the consumers of Vegas, and they ship nationwide. John is crazy. He'll beat any price at 30 to 80% off. I don't care if it's your living room. I don't care if it's your bedroom. I don't care if it's your office. I don't care if it's your kitchen. I don't care if it's your gym. He's got every product known to man at 30 to 80% off. Go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com or call them 725-260-3337. 725-260-3337. SteelsAndDealsLV.com. It's like stealing.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The number.